This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient name ID Lohar, H-E-I-D-I, middle initial A, L-O-H-R-E, date of birth 08-18-1964, date of appointment 4 April 9, 2024. Requesting a physician Stephanie Rudin, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, R-U-D-I-N-F-N-P. Dear Stephanie Rudin, I have the pleasure of seeing Heidi Lohar today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 59-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who was seen by Dr. Gerber, G-U-R-B-E-R, in Albany Medical Center 6 years ago. She was seen by Dr. Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D, also who diagnosed initially with multiple sclerosis. She was on Tysabri, Lemtrada, Evonex, and Tecfidera. Now she is not on any medication for multiple sclerosis. She is still having balance problem, forget easily, having numbness, tingling in the hand and feet, having pain all over. Hands and feet are weak, having sometime backache, neck pain. Last MRI done in Albany Medical Center. Past medical history, multiple sclerosis, lupus rheumatoid arthritis, interstitial cystitis, osteoarthritis, pernicious anemia, autoimmune hemolytic anemia, migraine, PTSD, anxiety, depression, secondary Sjogren syndrome, CVID, common variable immune deficiency, asthma, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, appendectomy, C-section, tubal ligation, hysterectomy, bilateral knee arthroscopy, thyroidectomy, right knee replacement, new port at the chest, cholecystectomy, sacral nerve stimulator placed, carpal tunnel release, right side, both side actually. Allergy to codeine, compazine, Lamictal, latex, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, penicillin, Tigan, Zyprexa medication, amlodipine, baclofen, biotin, brioelepta, sevimeline, Eliquis, Emla, EpiPen, folic acid, gabapentin, hydroxychloroquine, ipratropium albuterol, levothyroxine, methotrexate, maltazepine, omeprazole, ondansetron, restasis, temazepam, venlafaxine, vitamin D3. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol, married, live with the husband, have 3 children, family history, mother deceased, arthritis, father alive, arthritis, 2 sisters, no problem, 2 brother, 1 has MS. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination. Blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, action tremor present. Motor system examination, strength 5/5, deep tender reflex 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 59-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, multiple sclerosis. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, depression. Number 5, tremors. Number 6, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. I will try to get the report of the last MRI in Albany Medical Center. As per the patient, it did not show any new lesion and patient is clinically stable. If patient is clinically stable, then she does not need any medication for MS. I would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities. And then I will like to see her back in my office after this test. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.